Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Lance Gilman joins us today as owner of the world-famous Mustang Ranch. For the whole show, I'm an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology like this electronic eye that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you because trucks move America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're always delighted to welcome back to the program Lance Gilman. Pleasure to have you here, sir.
Good morning, Sam Shan. Nice to be here.
You know, for the last 15 years, literally, every time you've been on the program, I've introduced you as the partner broker for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Today, for the first time, I'm introducing you as the owner of the world-famous Mustang Ranch.
Things are changing, aren't they?
They are changing dramatically.
They are.
Well, you know, what was kind of interesting about that to me was that for many, many years, people said, no one's going to come to Nevada because of the education system, because of brothels and prostitution, and that turned out to be just total hokum. You know, Walmart, you know, Switch, Tesla, you name it, go down the list, Panasonic. Everybody came because of the availability of vast tracts of land, reasonable prices, reasonable energy prices, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So my first question for you is, and we've known each other an awful long
time.
We
have.
How did you end up getting into the brothel business? And I just had one caveat, because you were already an extremely successful developer along with Roger Norman. You developed South Meadows, huge success, looking for another project. You find, you know, an area that's two-thirds of Story County, it's purchased, and then you end up owning a brothel. How?
Well, it's been an interesting path, Sam. So I'm going to follow up just a little bit on your opening in that when I arrived here in 1985, and we were going to the board meetings, we were doing South Meadows Double Diamond Ranch at that time. And I will tell you that most of the concern at the board meetings was that we were unlimited gaming state. And what I remember is I believe at that time there was no gaming in any other state in the nation.
Right.
But the worry was with all this gaming, the companies wouldn't come. And of course, you and I have watched that transition, and it really meant nothing. The companies look at the culture, look at speed to vertical, scheduling risk. Are they welcome in the community? There's a lot of reasons why they come. But gaming or prostitution or those kind of things in the state really have never come up in any of my conversations in, 30 years of doing this development business. So it's interesting. But the adversaries want to point out, and I've certainly heard this from others, that, well, that has to be a negative here in the state. And actually, that isn't true. I entered the brothel business. Now, you know, I'd been a Harley-Davidson dealer. I'd been a marine dealer out of San Diego. I'd had a lot of background, if you would, in retailing. But we basically did it to help a county that was in a lot of financial difficulties. So when Roger and I purchased the Azamara Ranch from Gulf Oil, we really hadn't done a lot of homework. We knew that the path of growth was going that way. We were confident in what we were buying, but we really hadn't researched very much our Story County. And so we closed in about the latter quarter of 98. And in 99, it became apparent that Mr. Conforti fled to Brazil ahead of the second takedown by the IRS.
And this was the original owner of the Mustang Ranch.
He was the original. He was the father, really, of legalized prostitution in 1971. So we became aware of the fact that our little Story County was in a lot of financial. They were on the Department of Taxation watch list. They were very, very close to financial bankruptcy. They weren't handling their schools very well. So here we are with this 100,000-acre chunk of property in a little county that was shaken at its roots, and we were looking forward to developing there. But the community, especially in Carson City, were looking at breaking the little county up, and some to Lyon and some to Washoe County. So when Conforti fled and that shut down, it cut $500,000 out of their revenue stream. And they were already shaking before that happened. So now, what are we going to do? We're going to give them $500,000 interest-free? Well, we did that the first year. And we thought that had kind of shored up. But by the second year, that wasn't true. So I was approached by the city fathers and said, if you would reopen, and of course it couldn't be the Mustang because it was still controlled by the federal feds. So we opened the Wild Horse. And it did exactly what it was supposed to do.
All right, so, you know, and if you remember this conversation, this is going back to around 2005 between you and I. We hooked up for lunch, and I jokingly said to you, you know, how do you come home and say, well, honey, you know, I sold a little bit of property at South Meadows, and I sold a little bit of property out at TRI. Oh, and by the way, I purchased a brothel. And your response?
Well, my response was, it was interesting because before I did it, my dad was a federal officer. He was a decorated federal officer. And so he'd spent his lifetime there, and wonderful mother. And she was probably more flexible than my dad was in the whole thing. And of course, I chatted with my kids as well. But the decision was made. I'm about business. We needed to have the business. I didn't even know anything about brothels. They weren't something that had entered my world at that point. But it was the right thing to do for the business. And of course, Roger said, you got to do this. You got to give us our protection, Lance. You got to get this done. And I was single at the time. So it worked.
The thing that struck me at the time, and you know, for people who are regular watchers and listeners to this program, they know that you and I have had a long association, and you
sure.
and Roger have been big sponsors of Nevada Newsmakers over the years. And so a lot of the early meetings were out at the Wild Horse. And the thing that struck, because you didn't have an office. That was the office.
Roger kept me out on the project.
Right. And the thing that struck me that was different, because I had known Joe Conforti, I had known other brothel owners over the years, and they were brothel people versus you, who was a businessman. And it seemed like everything you were doing with the brothel was about business and running it the same way you would run your real estate business, your sales business, or anything else. Was that the way you went into it?
Yes, sir. We took a different path. Part of the reason was the way that brothels had come into being in the state of Nevada. And they were privileged licenses, and they could be canceled at the whim or the will of the county that put them in. So there was very little capital coming in, so they were little trailers out in the desert and kind of substandard facilities, because if it could be canceled any time, you couldn't get bank money. And so they didn't want to invest a lot in the culture, in the facilities, in the background. So most of them evolved as kind of a substandard in my world. And we chose with the county to do that completely differently. And so, as you know, we built a resort. And, you know, there's millions and millions of dollars invested in a resort with the intent that it was going to be a long-term business. It wasn't something for a flash in the pan and we're going to be out of there. And so we kind of changed, if you will, the culture of the industry, because we went ahead and, what would you call it, bit the bullet and put a lot of financial capability in it. And at that point, it's a business. It's a serious business with a serious situation to run. You got to, out there, we did such different things than what the industry did. We have 50 people that run a business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, never closes, 365 days a year. So there are 50 very committed people out there. That's a lot of families that we're committed to. And then we have anywhere from 25 to 35 ladies on site year round, day by day. So we created, we have full housekeeping services. We have full security service. We have two or three security on site all the time. And of course, then you have your bartenders and your servers. We have five different chefs. You know that actually the RGJ has written it up as one of the real fine restaurants out there. So we went into the industry seriously, took it seriously, and it's a quality business.
One of the other things that that surprised me, because I didn't know that much about the industry. I'd known a little bit about the high end of the industry in London in a nightclub I worked in, where some very famous courtesans frequented the club that were involved in the Profumo scandal back in 1960. So we're going back a few years to talk about that. But I didn't really know that much about the people. And what I learned, because coming out there for all these business meetings about being sponsors of Nevada Newsmakers and producing commercials and all the rest, and learning, of course, about TRI and this incredible project that was going on, was that the ladies that were involved weren't people that had just come off the street. They weren't people who were ignorant. They weren't people who were being forced at gunpoint to be there. Describe, if you will, the kind of people that the Mustang and the Wild Horse have attracted over the years.
Well, it's interesting in the different cultures. Oftentimes, the legal side of prostitution is looked upon as the illegal side, and they are so different in operations. The illegal side is criminally oriented, and the legal side is absolutely not. So you'll find many ladies, they're educated, they're getting their education, they want to finance their education, they don't have a way to do that. Maybe they're a lady of 25 to 35, and the husband has dumped them with three kids, and that happens a lot. And so they're looking at how they're going to take care of their children and run their business, and there's not a man in their life and an income. And for them to go and do a typical job in a department store or any other type of industry, they can certainly make a living, but they can't make the quality living that they can do entering the legal side of our business here in Nevada. And I can cite one lady just as an example out of Florida, had exactly that, three daughters. So she came into the business and she was able to put all $3 through school and get a new home and start a new business of her own. And so that capitalized and financed her future. And we have seen that. I've had well over 1,000 ladies that have come through in the last 20 years. And right now I can tell you that there are folks that are in the administrative capacity of the hospitals and nursing. And I can tell you that there's folks that have spread out that have law degrees and are handling. There's one lady, for example, nationally that was a DA in one of the major cities. And so when they are in a time of their life when they need to generate a certain amount of capital or safety, or there's so many reasons, it's not any one thing, Sam. But yes, they can enter the legal industry, they can pull their subs up by their bootstraps, they can capitalize their financing or their families or their safety, they can do it quickly, and it's very rewarding for them. And they understand that.
And they're not victims.
Not at all. They choose, and one of the things that happens between the illegal side and the legal side, and we see ladies that have escaped out of the legal side and out of the criminal side of the thing, and they come into a culture that's safe, that's clean, that's respectable, and then they can really free themselves and enjoy the quality of life that they'd like to have. The thing that has happened to them over the years is probably, if you take any particular group, they are more, what would be the word I want? I can't call right now, but they're discriminated against more than probably any other group that I know of. You know, they just carry the stigma, and so much of the stigma comes out of the illegal side of the industry. But they truly, truly need to be respected. When I entered the industry, I had no idea what I was. I knew I was going to run a business. I had never been around it. I've never seen one. And so all of a sudden I had to, and I probably had the same perceptions that so many of the people do, but I certainly didn't want trailers in the desert, so I put a lot of capital in the thing. But I have learned since that I've met one of the nicest qualities of people that you could imagine. And they're wonderful, the girl next door. But they had a need, they had a capability of doing the business. Not everybody could do it. It takes a special mindset to be able to handle that. But I will tell you, and I've been criticized for this, they are the epitome of caregivers. You know, you talk, they're a little bit of psychologist, they're a little bit of a psychiatrist, they're a little bit of a touch, they're a little bit of a place where so many of the folks that come in are carrying burdens, and that they're concerned about the burdens. We see a lot of older folks that, for example, are widowed, or military that have been damaged, or, excuse me, go ahead.
No, let's take a break, and then, yes, then we'll come back and we'll explore this in more Perfect. Detail, and we'll be right back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia. Yeah.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman. Normally we talk about the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Today he's here as the owner of the world-famous Mustang Ranch. You produced a video that was released last week that is a documentary, a mini documentary. Runs about 5-6 minutes, and it has the ladies of the brothel talking about who they are and what they do, that I think might surprise a lot of people because of the positive nature. And you started to get into it in the last segment, but would you expand on it? Because these ladies the video is not about sex. It's about touching. It's about feeling. It's about giving people a relationship that they may not have elsewhere. Would you carry on?
Yes, sir. It's a broad subject, but over the last 20 years, we see so many stories. And so I don't have enough time here to tell you all the stories, but I use the term caregiver. So if you can imagine, take a look quickly at our clientele. We have a lot of damaged folks that come in. They've been damaged by the world. Maybe Mother Nature wasn't very kind to them. So they have disabilities or characters that are not appealing necessarily. And I think you're gonna find that they're kind of the segment of society that's ignored. We don't really see them. They're in wheelchairs. They're paraplegics. All of those come in. They're children that have been damaged in the grow up. They're the senior father living in a home that's no longer, and the families bring them in. But we have one fellow that whose wife kept him in the basement, and he made a hell of a lot of money in the internet and et cetera, but he'd never had touch. So these ladies, I would say that probably 40%, maybe more, of the business that we do out there, I would call caregiving. And we call it the power of touch. You know, folks just want to hear, I'm all right. No, I'm not deviant. No, you're going to be okay. No, you're going to find life after. And so if we had time, Sam, I can tell you story after story after story of the folks that have left with smiles and feeling better about themselves just because they had somebody to talk to. And, you know, the one story I'll share quickly is, so here's a young man that was in a fire out of his van, and it blew up as a paint truck, and it blew him clear out the front window, and he was horribly disfigured, had no ears. And where with dignity, is he going to find relationship and touch? And our ladies would bundle him up and take him to the circus, and they'd win teddy bears, and he had with dignity, a relationship with a lady that was really caring with him. And we see that over and over and over again.
All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up!
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Lance Gilman, the owner of the world-famous Mustang Ranch. So after the video played at the Mustang the other night, as I mentioned earlier, it's a video that features the ladies of the ranch talking about their lives, who they are, their relationships. You got up to speak, and you broke down. You were actually crying as you talked about these ladies and your respect.
We weren't going to say that, Sam, but okay, I'll admit to it. I was very emotional.
You spoke in a way that some people who were there said that that was a very, very rare event in your life for you to break down like that. That struck me that perhaps you have a personal experience that you'd never been able to let out before, and it came out when you got a chance to see these ladies in this beautifully made video documentary talking about who they were. Why did you break down?
Well, think about for 20 years, someone had to be the champion of these ladies. And I entered the business as a green pea. I really didn't understand. And as the years gone on and I've met all these folks, again, I told you they're the most discriminated against the folks I've ever seen than anybody in the world. And so you become their champion. But they are maligned in society. They try to buy a car and they're maligned. If anybody knows what their industry is, they're maligned. They're discriminated against. And then those of us that really understand them, respect them unconditionally. I found the best friends I've ever known there. And so when Argentum came along, which is a wonderful political group, and Bliss Life magazine came along, and somehow they created a product that touched me, knowing that now we were finally, and I think Leslie Cohen has a lot to do with this, out of the legislature. She's the one that recognized that these ladies had been forgotten, had been discriminated against horribly. And her bill down there, they're now looking for the first time in the history of the legal brothel industry. The legislature is looking at what can they do to better it, but not for the owners and not for the business itself, for the women of the industry. It's by women, for women, and it really took the women of the world to come in, and they understand what these ladies endure. And I understand what these ladies endure. And so it's not like children exactly, Sam, but I know them from my heart. And to see them defended by such a wonderful group like Bliss and Argentum and all those folks, it's like I finally arrived after a 20-year path that's been very difficult watching what happens with them.
More to come on this topic. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions. And all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. You can do that now these days. We'll see you on the next broadcast.